谢谢你们的到来啊。
2003年的时候你来到地球了吗？那一年你几岁呀？有印象的朋友应该不会忘记那一年遭遇了 SARS， 影响了非常多的正常的生活工作，包括一些空降的演出突然的取消。我讲的这一场演出就 Rolling Stones 滚石乐队，他们原本第一次的中国内地的演出是会发生在2003年的。上个礼拜一部15分钟的纪录片也是出现在各大平台，名字就叫 The Rolling Stones From London to Shanghai， 讲的就是因为03年取消之后延期三年，到了2006年在上海的万体馆举办的滚石乐队的专场演出，里面他们也是重新采访了崔健大哥，让他一起来忆当年和 Rolling Stones 一起合作那支歌 White Horses、还包括他们的巡演的制作总监 Dale 也谈了很多的一些幕后花絮，包括当时他们是把 Honky Tonk Women 那首歌是配了巨型的充气娃娃，不过在我们这边演出的时候是一个升级还是降级还是一个改良改装版本吧，反正就在其他的地方看到那一个样子是不太一样的。当然在八年之后重返上海，那是在2014年的梅奔滚石又来了。那接下来还有机会吗？因为他们继续还是在巡演路上的，即便已经是告别了 Charlie Watts， 但是带着一票的不同时期的旧队友的魂，他们一直活在舞台上面。八十加七老八十的老爷子们还是像野马狂奔一般的朝着生命的尽头高歌。而今天这一期的我谈会，我们就要和你一起来重温我和 Mick Jagger 的一通电话。
Hi AJ, it's Mick here. Hi, how are you, right?
Yeah, hi Mr. Jagger. All the fans are crazy about that.
Took it on the chin. The numbers were so grim. Bossed around by pricks. Sniffing up a lip. Yeah. Pacing in New York. You're trying to take the making mistakes. I'm really dead.
Rolling Stone had finally been to the Glastonbury Festival. How did that feel?
It was amazing. It was fantastic. You know, the feeling in the audience, you know, after the very nice, beautiful evening, warm, no rain. And when we went on, it was like 100,000 people up the hill. And they were just like, there was a fantastic kind of electric atmosphere. And it was a really, really great crowd. And so it was a really great concert and experience for us.
Yeah, what did took so long to finally arrive in Glastonbury?
In Glastonbury, to be honest,They never really asked us before properly. You have to invite them. You have to invite. Make an invitation before you can accept.
Okay. That's interesting.
I mean, I think that that Glastonbury was one of the most impressive ones. You know, we have to say that. And one of the other ones that was really wonderful was the one that came directly after that in Hyde Park, which was, you know, I thought it was going to be slightly, after Glastonbury, a slight disappointment, not quite so vibey. But in the end, it was the most beautiful day and the most beautiful evening, and the sun was going down, and it was in this lovely park in the centre of London, and the audience was really wonderful, and it had a nice, beautiful atmosphere that made it a special concert for us, and that was the last one we did of that series of concerts, so it was really fun.
Yeah.
It's just some friends of mine. They say they won't know about time. They say, hey, what's with you? Yeah, we're gonna come around about 12. We got some Puerto Rican girls just dying to meet you. Yeah, I've been hanging out too long. Yeah, you know, let's go and party like we used to.
It's a very old song called Bittersweet Symphony, taken from the Verve's 19th album. It's very old song, but it has samples your song the last time. These two songs attract tons of fans in Shanghai, even nowadays.
Good.
On the Olympic Games, we heard that song once again. So, do you like the Verve's Bittersweet Symphony?
Yeah, it's very good. I like Bittersweet Symphony. You know, the funny thing, it was taken from not our record so much as taken from an orchestra playing our song. String intro, da-da-da, da-da-da, was taken from the orchestra that had made an album of Rolling Stones songs. So that's where it was really from. But yeah, I like it. I mean, I think it's really good. And it's used a lot on TV, you know, in England for ads and things like that.
It's a bittersweet symphony that's loud.
Once to the media, you said that One Direction reminds you about Rolling Stones. Could you tell us why is that?
I was kind of joking, but Harry reminded myself of me when I was like 20.
Wow.
You know, like, it just was. He looked a bit like me, and you know, I think he was a very nice guy. And
yes, and the hairstyle is a bit like you.
All of that.
Just stop your crying, it's a sign of the times. Welcome to the final show. Hope you're wearing your best clothes.
British band Friendly Fires.
Yeah.
Just dance like Jagger, moves like Jagger too.
Oh, Friendly Fires, yeah. Yeah, he's a little bit like me, but you know, you've got to start somewhere.
One day, we're gonna live.
Every time you're on stage, you will do something very loudly and sort of crazy.
Yes, maybe.
Yes.
You know, that's what, you know, I love being on stage, and so sometimes I get a bit carried away. And, you know, sometimes I'm more quiet, but then there's usually, see what happens on the night. You know, I just let what happens happen.
Okay. Could you tell us, when did you first realize you were a performer?
When I was about 15, and I used to sing on the weekends with different rock bands, you know, and I used to dance around a lot, and you know, my parents didn't even know I was doing it because I was supposed to be studying. So that I realized though that the audience really enjoyed that, this kind of performance, you know.
Yeah.
So, and I thought, you know, something I could do, you know, that was so as early as 15 I was doing it, you know.
And you also dropped out of college when you were a kid.
I dropped out of college.
Did that drive your family furious?
Yes, very furious.
Wow.
But, you know, it didn't worry me because, you know, my college said, you know, if you want to come back, you can come back. So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like the door was shut.
It is the evening.
Jones' death, the band did not give up. And could you tell us, what's the secret of forming the greatest rock and roll band in the world? Yes, and keeping in the long, long time relationships with all the band members.
AJ, you have to be very, very patient and be very lucky, and you have to be very hard working too.
And the talent, I think.
Oh, yeah, talent, I suppose, but you know, maybe that's definitely included in the list, but maybe not at the top. Maybe I do. You know, if you get, you know, a lot of traveling and you start thinking and you start dreaming up new ideas and new melodies or lyrics, you know, that happens on journeys or quiet moments, you know. You're really doing that all the time. I think you're writing in all the time, you know, it doesn't stop.
I don't stop!
I'm really looking forward to coming back and playing another show for you. Hope even better show than we did last time. And those of you that didn't come last time, so I'm really looking forward to coming back for the second time.
Yeah, that was
fabulous. Something like that.
On that tour, our Chinese rock and roll singer, Cui Jian, also collaborated with Stones, and the song White Horses, even him forget the lyrics. Did you remember that?
as long as I didn't forget the lyrics.
Because Mr. Cui Jian is also a crazy and huge fan of the Rolling Stones.
Great, inspired me to want to come back. Okay, thanks AJ.
Thanks, Mr. Jagger.
Thanks so much to talk to you. See you there.
Must be there. Yes, looking forward to that.
See you there.
Nice talking to you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Childhood living is easy to do. The things you wanted, I bought them for you. Graceless lady, you know who I am. You know I can't let you slide my hands.
Wild horses couldn't grab me away. Wild horses couldn't grab me away.
you decided to show me the same. No sweet vein exists. Oh, off stage lines could make me feel bitter.
想象过自己活到七老八十之后的一个样子吗？七十七岁，你还会想着全世界满街跑，不要待在家里面，我要出门，每天认识新的朋友，吸取新的灵感。我没有办法在一个城市里面久留的，因为会困住我所有的想象的。我没有办法把自己的小孩子塞在公寓里面的卧房里面，因为这样我就没有办法去捕捉新的灵感了。我要带着孩子们继续看世界。你有这样的想象吗？我指的是到七老八十的时候。今天我们卧房撸歌的卧谈会的主角 Mick Jagger， 他还是像一个不羁的浪子一样，从来都不是一块乖乖牌的料。他一辈子都在巡演的路上，对于他来讲，这个不是一种单纯的消耗，而是另外的一个反向的吸纳能量的过程和方式。终于听到了他的全新单曲，有一位朋友为他打鼓，不是 Charlie Watts， 而是 Nirvana 和 Foo Fighters 的主心骨 Dave Grohl， 他们联手 Easy Sleazy。 在一开场的时间，你已经是听到了一些碎片了。他们两个是相处的非常好的。当 Mick Jagger 抛出橄榄枝的时候，他第二天啊就收到 Dave Grohl 交来的作业本了。他们两人之间的关系应该也不是那种长长久久的 Super Band， 而是一次性的 One Off 的玩票。 其实你不觉得吗？这样就很好。很多限制的场景会打开更多的一些想象的空间，例如说上个世纪遥远的1985年的时候， David Bowie 他想去冲破自己更多的一些商业路上的瓶颈，因为他在艺术成就上已经是完成了柏林三部曲，他也是开始让 Nile Rodgers 来接盘他的流行金曲 Let's Dance。 可是下一步呢，下一步他搭上了 Mick Jagger，正巧 Mick Jagger 在那个时期和他相爱相杀的 Keith Richards 在闹别扭，滚石乐队也是陷入了一个停摆期，两位朋友电光火石，也是借着当年 Live Aid 的一段姻缘了，为了在同一时间不同时空底下做非常棒的演出，他们合体出品了这首单曲 Let's Dance。 一开场的时间我们是听到2021年 Mick Jagger Crossover Dave Grohl， 所以在我们的卧房录歌今天的尾巴上面要留给你上个世纪1985年 Mick Jagger Crossover David Bowie。 我是掌柜阿俊，感谢你收听我们今天的卧房录歌，喜欢我们的朋友记得在范永贤的播客平台订阅我们。 Peace， 留给你 Dancing in the Street。
OK Tokyo
South America
Australia
Looper.